Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. The 7th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly will resume today. According to the list of business, the session will begin with question hour, followed by consideration and passing of government bills, including the Nagaland State Finance Commission Bill 2025 and the Nagaland Floodplain Zoning Bill 2025. Other scheduled items include ministerial statements under Rule 55 on eviction of illegal immigrants at disturbed area belt, presentation of reports and rules, and discussion on safeguarding the rights of indigenous communities under matters of urgent public importance. The House will also take up any unfinished business before adjourning sine die. The Centre has reduced GST on several items across different categories. GST reducing rate will be effective from 22nd of this month. Briefing the media in New Delhi last, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that GST on common men and middle class items has been reduced from 18% or 12% to 5%.
Reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man. Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases the rates have come down drastically. Labor-intensive industries have been given a good support. Farmers and agriculture as a whole will also benefit by the decisions we have taken today. Health-related also will benefit.
The Finance Minister further said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi set the tone for the next generation of tax reforms and ensured that people receive benefits at the earliest. She said that the government has corrected inverted duty structure issues, resolved classification-related matters, and ensured greater stability and predictability in the GST regime. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, B. Hanok Buchum, has issued additional traffic advisory on the affected section of National Highway 2, Kohima to Mau near Pesama due to ongoing restoration and balance works. According to the additional regulations, light motor vehicles will be allowed to ply, while heavy vehicles up to six-wheelers will be permitted at specific timings. Heavy vehicles bound for Manipur will be allowed to ply from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and those going towards Dimapur will be allowed to from 12 a.m. to 4 a.m. Convoys of security forces, LPG trucks, medical emergencies, fire engines and essential services will be allowed during the day. Meanwhile, traffic will remain suspended daily from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for restoration work. However, alternative route from Pesama, Kisama, Kigwema via Rhododendron Resort will remain open. The advisory further stated that during heavy rainfall, vehicle movement will be suspended due to landslide risks. A two-day orientation on potential computerized primary agriculture credit societies, PACS, organized by the Registrar of Cooperative Societies, commenced yesterday at Cooperative Training Center in Mazifema. Speaking at the program, Commissioner and Secretary for Information and Public Relations and Cooperation Departments, Orenthong Lotha, said computerization of PACS will enhance financial inclusion and strengthen service delivery to farmers. He emphasized on the initiative of the Government of India's vision to make PACS self-reliant and aligned with the broader goal of prosperity through cooperative societies. Highlighting the aims, objectives and diverse activities of cooperatives, Mr. Orenthong stressed on the need to promote cooperative movement in the state. And a group of science students from PM Sri Navodaya Vidyalaya in Perin District undertook an educational tour to Nagaland University's School of Agricultural Sciences, Mazifema campus yesterday. During the visit, the students explored a range of specialized project units and departments within the institution. The program included visits to the college library, the entomology insect museum, where students gained insights into the diverse world of insects, and the plant pathology disease museum, which provided a deeper understanding of plant diseases and their management. The students also participated in the experiential learning program on silkworm rearing, where they were introduced to the intricate life cycle of silkworms and briefed on the scientific methods of their cultivation. Later, the students toured the All India Coordinated Research Project on honeybee pollinators, where they were taught on honeybee rearing techniques, the role of pollinators in sustainable agriculture, and observed honey processing practices. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.